Hello and welcome to the Everything is Black and White podcast. This is our match review. Newcastle, unfortunately, have been beaten 4-1 by Manchester United. In this episode, we'll hear from Lee Ryder and Steve Bruce as we analyse Newcastle's trip to Old Trafford. Man United have beaten Newcastle United 4-1 down at Old Trafford. And of course, all the attention was on the return of Cristiano Ronaldo. And he didn't disappoint his supporters. He scored a brace against Newcastle United. And Bruno Fernandes got a third, while Jesse Lingard got the fourth. Manquillo had pulled the scores level early on in the second half. And Newcastle, for large parts of the game, actually looked quite decent. But they were just let down by some mistakes. But also, Man United just had, you know, huge amounts of quality that Newcastle United simply do not have. But it was a better performance, I think, than many expected. And the scoreline is probably flattering Manchester United slightly. It's probably more the scoreline that many predicted, but not really worthy of the performance Newcastle put in. That said, Newcastle have lost. They are 19th, have now conceded 12 goals in their opening four games. They're without a win. There were Bruce out chance towards the end of the game. You know, the pressure is ramping up, and it now means Leeds United on Friday at St James's Park, 8 p.m. kickoff. It is a huge game, and we're only, like we say, what, 5 games into the Premier League season. In a moment, I'll play you Lee Ryder's verdict. He was down at Old Trafford, and there's been lots of reaction to the press conference and lots of reaction to the question that Steve Bruce was asked. But what I'll do for the moment, I will play Lee Ryder's verdict now, and this is what Lee had to say about the game and the reaction.
So Newcastle United have been beaten here 4-1. Probably the final score is harsh on them on the basis of how they performed throughout the afternoon. It was a late collapse that really, you know, gave Man United, you know, what all the world's media had come to see really today. But for long periods, I thought they made a decent fist of the game. Got back into it at 1-1, dared to push on and get another one after that. The fans were loving it at that point. And then, you know, at the end of the game, we see the negativity, which has probably been in the post, if we're being honest. Last season, we had a full year without fans behind the scenes. And yeah, here we are at the bottom of the table, near the bottom of the table after 4 games. So it's a culmination of unhappiness from the supporters. Anything that's directed to the owner, that's been going on for a long time. Anything that's been directed at the head coach. Steve Bruce not very happy in his press conference when those tough questions, if you like, were put his way about the preparations for this game, and had they emerged with a point or even a 2-1 defeat, you know, even a low defeat would not have, you know, gone down as badly as this. But ultimately, Newcastle go into this week on a downer. They've been beaten 4-1 here. It's Leeds at home on Friday night. It's going to be very tough. But lots of reaction on the Chronicle website. So worth checking out, I'd say.
And that's really where we will start. So we know a lot of you guys wanted to know whether Steve Bruce had been on holiday during the national break. There was a few pictures on social media that seemed to show him on a flight to somewhere. Now, it wasn't confirmed. But we were asked by several fans, you know, to ask the question to Steve Bruce, and that's exactly what we did in the press conference. And here's a recording of what Steve Bruce had to say when Lee Ryder asked him just that. This is courtesy of PA Sport.
And whether you took a holiday in the build-up to the game. That's just what the fans are asking.
Well, I think I really have to answer that to you, Lee. That's what the fans are asking, aren't they? We trained all week. We're in every day. We were in every day this week. Our preparation was meticulous, let me tell you. There's nothing more in preparation. What was I supposed to do? I had 6 of them away. Our preparation was fine, absolutely fine. We've been in all week. You could see the game plan of what we worked to. To answer questions like that is typical of a question that I would get off you and your newspaper, if I'm being brutally honest.
So clearly, Bruce, not happy with the question, not happy, it seems, with maybe some of the coverage from here at us at Chronicle Live. He was also asked about supporters who unfurled a banner asking their coach to leave. And he said, what can I say to that? I'm delighted. I can't count on that. Sorry. So obviously a bit of sarcasm there. Yeah, really fiery kind of reaction from Steve Bruce. But it was a question that needed to be asked because plenty of people were asking, and we still didn't actually get an answer to it. My personal opinion is that he's entitled to a break, and he could have quite easily just said, you know what, yeah, I was on holiday, but the preparation was meticulous, and then you could have taken the positives from today. And there were a few positives. I know people in the comments saying there weren't. There were a few positives. You could have taken them into the Leeds game, worked on them, 8 p.m. kickoff in front of, a, you know, hopefully 40,000 or so, and won the game, you know, put on a good show and picked up the first win of the season. As it is, the focus is now on these few comments, and it's not helpful for anyone, I don't think. But I do think the head coach is able to take a break. You know, he's just like any of us who would love a few days in the sun, but with that, he has to accept the questions that will come from such a trip, especially given Newcastle's poor start to the season. And then when you lose at Manchester United 4-1, the questions are only going to be, you know, even louder coming from the fans. And we asked that question, as you've heard there, and he didn't seem to like it. I think putting it at the door of the Chronicle, it's wrong. It's not the Chronicle's fault that Newcastle are 19th in the league, that they've conceded 12 goals in the opening four games, that they can't seem to win, you have very little goal threat. That's not the fault of this paper. You know, that is at the door of Steve Bruce and his coaching staff. And, you know, maybe he's just trying to deflect. He's clearly not very happy. The press conferences are always a bit of a strange one because, you know, managers are so emotional straight after the final whistle. But yeah, very interesting comments. Looking at the game, obviously, like we say, Man United won 4-1. And it was a shame Woodman didn't have the best of games. He obviously got Caldarlo now back fighting fit, and that might have been playing on his mind slightly. It's a big occasion for Woodman. But he spilled the effort from Greenwood, and the ball span into the path of Ronaldo, who just had to tap it home. You know, he's got to be doing better there. Yes, it was a hard shot from Greenwood, but keeper has to be stopping that, or at least putting it away from danger, and he just put it into Ronaldo's path. And yeah, that was it. You know, Ronaldo opened the scoring right before the halftime whistle, and Newcastle at that point had really, you know, I wouldn't say matched Manchester United, but it wasn't working for Manchester United. Fernandes had a shot wide, but they weren't really showing dominance, which many expected. Willock had a chance. It was from a tight angle, and he put one over the bar. And if they'd gone in 0-0 at the break, then many people would have been happy with that. Obviously, 0-0, Old Trafford, Ronaldo, all that, I think people would have been quite happy with that. But as it was, Ronaldo made it 1-0 just before half-time. But Newcastle came out with a heads-up, and Manquillo got the equaliser, 56 minutes on the clock. Really good goal. Annoyingly, though, they were only level for 6 minutes, and it's not good enough, especially when you play Manchester United, and you've got to hold on to what you've got. And Ronaldo went and grabbed a second 6 minutes later, 2-1. Again, questions over whether Woodman should have done better. Ronaldo was played into the box, and he drives it low, goes under Woodman, through his legs, sort of. I don't know. I'd like to see it again on Match of the Day just to see a bit more of it. But yeah, plenty of people asking, pointing out that Woodman maybe should have done better with that. I'm not too sure on that one. But you know, Newcastle did have chances. Joe Linton forced De Gea into it, a good save, and you know, they weren't as bad as the scoreline suggested. However, Bruno Fernandes scored a great goal with 10 minutes left, and then Jesse Lingard, towards the end of the game, made it 4-1, and the scoreline, you know, makes it look a lot worse than it actually was. I guess, though, a lot of you guys are saying, well, in reality, Newcastle are 19th, conceded 12 goals in four games without a win out of the cup. Yeah, it's worrying. And then you look at Leeds, who are really good attacking-wise. It is very worrying, but you know, a lot of people saying there are some positives. We've got, you know, Alan Shearer saying there were, you know, positives. This is what he had to say to BBC Five Live. He mentions Freddie Woodman. He, in his opinion, had a poor game. He thought Ronaldo punished Newcastle. And as you can see there, he says, I thought Newcastle offered a lot on the counter-attack. There were two or three times where better final pass give them a better situation. And he's not wrong there. You know, there's a few times when Ansett Maxim was in a good position, and had he just picked out the right pass, Newcastle would have been in on goal. Unfortunately, it's not the case. And that's maybe the one negative of his game. Sometimes he holds on to it too much. His decision-making's not up to that of a really top, top class player. But he's young, and he can work on that. And, you know, I know people will say you're scraping around for positives, but there were a few. You know, Sean Longstaff had a decent enough game. You know, he made 40 out of 49 passes, won 5 out of his 8 duels. Almiron especially early in the second half, was really driving forward. He went off a little bit towards the end. Joe Willock showing his defensive kind of ability as well. He won 13 out of 14 duels. Of course, we want him further up the pitch to get the goals that we saw last season. But the important point is that there were some positives to take out of that game. And the 4-1 scoreline, as Lee says, is a bit unfortunate. But that doesn't help Newcastle United right now, does it? You know, they are where they are. And they've got to pick up a win against Leeds United. You know, it's a massive game. We're only 5 games in. I'll be outside of St. James's Park doing a bit of filming, talking to fans. So if you are there, I'll be along the pavement, you know, outside the Millburn stand. So outside the Gallagher end. So come down and find me and have a bit of a chat with me. And fingers crossed they can get the win. And it's just frustrating. This is Newcastle United, isn't it? Steve Bruce seems a little bit, I don't know if rattled's the right word, but his reaction, as you saw there, was quite something. And the pressure will only ramp up if Newcastle start the game poorly against Leeds, and heaven forbid they actually lose. The atmosphere will be something different. The Bruce out chance didn't start until later on in the game, pretty much right towards the end, but then they were very audible. The away fans stuck by the team. They applauded the members of the team who went over at full time. But you know, interestingly, I think against Leeds, it'll be interesting to see how many people are actually in the ground, and then the reaction of St. James's Park if they don't get off to a good start. But that is for later next week. We'll have a preview with John Gibson later in the week, and we'll have hopefully a Q&A with either Mark or Lee also later in the week. Hopefully you can enjoy the rest of your Saturday, the rest of your weekend, despite Newcastle losing 4-1 to Manchester United down at Old Trafford. Do head over to chroniclelive.co.uk where you can keep up to date with all the latest Newcastle United news, including more from Steve Bruce and some of the players' reaction as well. Thank you for joining us, and please remember to like and subscribe.